in your face. This Sunday in Sydney, it is the annual Pride in Protest Mardi Gras Street Rally. On the line, we have one of the co-chairs, Damien Nguyen, who will be co-chairing the event with Luna Chu. They are both the Pride in Protest elected directors of the Sydney Mardi Gras. Damien, welcome to 3CR.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's great to hear from you. It's great to hear your voice. It's an exciting event. It's an annual event, and you've got some demands. First of all, in relation to the police, what can you tell us?
Yeah, so this year we're marching for three core demands. We'll be marching from Pride Square in Newtown to Faraday. The demands are to end policing of our community, which is to call to the end of targeting of the LGBT community with sniffer dogs and strip searches and the raids on migrant workplaces, and also stopping the usage of police as mental health first responder. And at the same time, in New South Wales, we're also fighting against the Labor government anti-protest law that seeks to destroy all social movements. We'll also be marching for defending trans youth healthcare, which, as you've in Queensland and the Northern Territory, and now Tasmania as well, and also fighting for ending the right to discriminate by religious institution.
A lot there, and really big issues for our community, not just in Sydney, but you know, around the country. Of course, you know, during Mardi Gras, the police have a huge presence on Oxford Street, don't they? And sniffer dogs everywhere, which must be incredibly intimidating for people.
Yes, certainly. I think every year more and more stories of policing and, this is a constant issue within the LGBT community. And, you know, at the end of the day, Mardi Gras started off as a protest where protesters were eventually brutalized by the police.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was pretty shocked to read just the extent of police strip searches in Sydney during Mardi Gras. It sounds quite widespread.
Yeah, I think it's an ongoing issue within, both Mardi Gras and also within any festival, right? I think the issue here is that police get to have the social license of being friendly through marching in the parade itself. But the reality is, police violence are ongoing. We've seen also what happened earlier on Monday, the way that actually a lot of those protesters were trans and queer as well, who were actually brutalized by the police.
Yeah, I mean, that's shocked the country, hasn't it? What's been the impact on the community? I imagine people are pretty devastated.
I think there are two things. I think the first one is that the way in which the dashing happens so visibly means that there is obviously a fear that is spread around the community regarding what we can do, how do we fight against this. And obviously our response to that is this is due to the Labor government's anti-protest law introduced that emboldened police power that seeks to basically suppress all our movement. There's also at the end of that that rally against Herzog, a lot of protesters who persisted through the violence and eventually marched anyway down to Central, and I was one of those protesters at the end. It's actually quite a large crowd. That was also resistance, you know, like it really showed that people really, really, really care about the right to protest.
Damien, you were there, which, you know, you've got first-hand accounts. What can you tell us about what you saw?
I mean, I think the behavior of the New South Wales police was absolutely disgusting. And the fact of the matter is that people were pepper sprayed, people were running, police were kettling, bashing people incredibly intensely. But also there was this solidarity as well among the crowd, right? Like, we're going to get out of this together. Police do not keep us safe. We do. Hopefully that sentiment of solidarity carry through into Mardi Gras season, and that we can together work to end the police violence.
Absolutely, absolutely. What else can you tell us about Pride in Protest's demands at the annual Mardi Gras Street Rally on Sunday?
Yeah, what we're seeing is essentially the intersection of the right to protest, anti-policing, and fighting for equality, right? The demands around the right ending the right to discriminate is long coming. It's something that we fight for every year, and it's something that Labor promised in their elections but have yet to deliver. And with Mardi Gras coming up, we are saying that these are the things that our community care about, that it isn't just about partying, although that is quite an important thing, is a celebration, but also we have to celebrate without compromising on any of our demands and principles.
One of the demands, of course, is the defence of trans healthcare,
yes.
Trans youth healthcare in particular. How much is it under siege in New South Wales at the moment?
Yeah, so trans healthcare generally have always been actually like quite bad in New South Wales. We were the last state even to pass self-ID, which is a couple of years ago, which also, if you come to the protest this Sunday, there will be a stall for self-ID, which will help you change your gender and edit your birth certificate form on the day. But yeah, there's a clear rollback. I think it's going to be something that's ongoing. We've seen that in the US, we've seen that in the UK. We've then seen it in Queensland and then the Northern Territory and most recently Tasmania. We know that it's coming here. We know that it's happening. And you know, like sentiment for transgender rights have never been stronger, yet legislation around us have not changed.
You're calling for an end of discrimination. You want protections for queer and trans students and workers and to end expulsions and firings on religious grounds. I imagine that's a bit of a problem in New South Wales with the current laws.
Yes, there's a lot of issues around this. But the legislation that we're actually targeting here primarily is federal legislation. There's a lot of firing and of LGBT workers. And the Albanese government have committed to delivering on this, but then he essentially after elected decided that he's not through unless the Liberal agree. And actually that's quite upsetting and disgusting. And so what we're saying is these are demands that must be met now.
You're from Pride in Protest. What can you tell us about the collective?
Yeah, so I've organized with Pride in Protest. I was invited. It's a collective of queer activists fighting for transgender rights, sex worker rights. I'm a sex worker myself. I was elected to the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras board on tickets with Pride in Protest. And this year, I was invited to chair the rally. So it's a very exciting time. There's a lot of fights that are ongoing, and I think LGBT rights is a really important part of Mardi Gras, of course.
And really important to have a queer sex worker's voice on the board of Mardi Gras.
Yes, I would say so.
Tell us who will be speaking at the rally on Sunday.
Yeah, so we definitely are going to be joined by Seminator Ken Davis, who is an absolutely amazing activist. He actually done a lot of pro-Palestine organizing, but he was one of the organizers at the first protest. If you ever watch the ABC documentary, the ABC film Pride, Ken is one of the characters in there. Then we also have anti-police activist and former Green candidate Anna Thomas speaking as well, and we'll probably be joined by a few more speakers. It's going to be a very fun time. I think we're expecting, you know, an annual march areas plan.
You said that you're a queer sex worker. What are the major issues facing queer sex workers in Sydney at the moment?
Yeah, there's state legislation-wise, there's anti-discrimination protection that for sex workers have not yet passed. It was a part of the equality bill, yet it will eventually amend it out because basically the Labor-led government basically think that it cannot pass. That's also a part of, you know, like ending the right to discriminate, right? Right now, sex worker can be discriminated because of our work history. That means being removed from housing, being removed from basically our civilian job if they know about our work history, and also discriminated by having bank account frozen. That's extremely dangerous for a precarious community, but also for everyone else as well.
So Pride in Protest really stands up for the visibility, the rights and the voices of marginalised folks within the LGBTIQA+ communities.
Yeah, I think LGBT community is really you know, like we are really standing up and we're facing a lot of really, really big attack from the far right. And so we're really in this together. I think to the listener out there, you know, like this is about all of us fighting in this fight together. It's not really like just about the branding of Pride protests or any group. But yes, I'm very happy to be invited to chair TIFF's rally this year.
And of course, you are co-chairing it with Luna Chu, one of your colleagues on the Mardi Gras board as well. What can you tell us about Luna Chu?
Oh my God, Luna, love her. She is firstly, Luna is a transgender asylum seeker. She's the most elected Mardi Gras board director, I think, in its history. And she is, you know, like an amazing trans activist. We have campaigned a lot together previously of being on the board surrounding issue of deportation of migrant community and also just around the equality bill itself as well, and actually getting self-ID passed and, hopefully in the future, anti-discrimination as well. Yes.
The rally on Sunday in Sydney starts in Newtown and it ends up at the Fair Day. What can you tell us about the Fair Day?
So Fair Day is one of the first, one of the main free events of Mardi Gras. It's an absolutely amazing day. It's actually one of my favorite part of Mardi Gras. And yeah, we'll be rallying from Newtown, Pride Square Newtown to Fair Day, which is something that's how the rally works every year.
Fantastic. Well, Damien Nguyen from Pride in Protest, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers. 3CR.